Hello, I'm Brian McKenna, editor of Computer Weekly magazine. Welcome to Next Generation Enterprise IT, a series of Computer Weekly articles in association with IBM. This is the first article in the series on the topic of data center optimization. In his article, which we've headlined Optimum Opportunities, Danny Bradbury looks at how data center managers can optimize operations for maximum efficiency. Danny writes that in boom times or during downturns, the poor data center manager always seems to get it in the neck. Last year, unparalleled growth meant that companies couldn't fit enough equipment into their buildings to support their business expansions and couldn't power them. Consequently, data centers were told to become more efficient. Post-credit crunch, your IT budget is going to come under a significant amount of strain as IT spending comes down. Companies will be trying to save money in power and equipment, and the IT department will, as ever, be under scrutiny. In the data center, the belt tightening will continue. How can the data center manager placate the decision makers by optimizing operations? Danny Bradbury makes three key points. First, an audit will show where CPU cycles and power and space usage can be improved. Second, return on investment and the cost of managing the environment must be considered. And third, data center optimization requires facility, equipment, and method operations. These are Danny's six tips for data center optimization. 1. Modular data centers. Data centers used to be built from the ground up in one go at new sites. That meant expensive facilities would often be underused for long periods until they filled up. Modular data center systems, IBM sells one, can be bolted together inside existing buildings, making it easier to map capacity to requirements and reduce both CapEx, building provision, and OpEx, energy cost. 2. Free air cooling. Use air from outside to help cool your data center environment by passing it through a heat exchanger. This can cut cooling costs. 3. Location. Free air cooling is just one reason why you'll want to consider the location of the data center when optimizing operations. Cooler climes mean more available free cooling. 4. Hot and cold aisles. Using ceilings and floors for aisles can help to direct cooling air to specific areas, cutting down on the amount of cooling needed. 5. Virtualization. Put as many servers as possible in one box to increase power efficiency, but don't forget to allow for fault tolerance in your physical box and for management software to handle server provisioning. And finally, 6. Power measurement and control. You cannot begin to make improvements until you understand how much power you're using. Install monitoring systems at the rack and take advantage of vendor-specific power management systems to help control server energy usage. Thank you for listening. You can read this article in full at www.computerweekly.com/IBM-data.